People like to text instead of making that phone call. But I say, pick up that phone. Call your loved one. Call your friend. Make that call, because a long time ago they didn't have the thing where you can text and do all those things. So you have to pick up the phone. You had to send letters. You had to do things like that that I loved and I still love today. So pick up the phone, call your loved one, call your mother, call your dad, call your family member, call your friend. If you are fortunate enough to still have a mom and dad, pick up the phone and call them. If you are fortunate enough to still have loved ones, call them. You know, sometimes people say, I talk about my sister Laura a lot, and I talk about some of the people who passed away a lot, and that's because we stayed in contact with each other even when we wasn't around each other. We called each other and talked to each other. Texting a person and talking to a person on the phone is not the same. I don't care what people say. So to text or to call, which is most important? To call, of course. People like to text because it's easy and convenient. To me, calling is easier and convenient to me. So the next time you get ready to text your mom, your dad, your loved one, or a friend, if you got a moment, pick up the phone and call them. Sometimes things that's in emails or in texts are not, they're taken the wrong way. I've sent out many text messages before. I've received many text messages. And a lot of times they seem like definitely not what I think they are. But when I talk to the person on the phone, it's totally different. So the next time you think of texting, pick up the phone. Call your loved one. You're not going to always have one another. So calling and talking to them will be a memory that you treasure. I'm Regina Soren. Thanks for listening to 3 Minutes from the Top from my series, Regina Soren Audio Series. Contact me at SorenRegina@gmail.com.